Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, I have some self-care things that are completely non-negotiable for me. I have to, this might sound silly, might sound insignificant, I have to be able to take a bath at least once a week. I need to be able to get my nails done. I need to be able to get certain things like manicured on my body. And I like to have time to myself, and usually that's why I will try to wake up earlier than everybody else. Well, when your schedule is packed with kid activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. Even when you know what makes us happy, and it's hard to make time for it. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are even more important than ever. You all know I'm a huge advocate for therapy. I used to do, my self-care day was on Thursdays. I would have my therapy on that day as well. And I would feel so good from the inside out. I can't stress to you enough how self-care is important, but therapy inside your self-care just takes it to a whole nother level. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online. It's made to be convenient, and you can do it wherever you need to, whenever you need to, so you don't have to worry about going into a traditional office. Also, you're just going to fill out a brief questionnaire, and they'll match you with a licensed therapist. And if they're not grooving with you, if you don't really feel like y'all a good fit, you can switch therapists at any time at no additional cost. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Tanksley, a.k.a. Angel Akita Moore, a.k.a. That Chick. Angel, she be out here letting that ass thing go. She be cute. Cute as a boot. And she's sitting right here next to her boot. Yeah, I did that. And I'm joined by my host in this lovely blue outfit. You look scrumdiddlyumptious. Tell them who you are, baby.
Thank you. I'm the other host of Is It Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week, and we pretty much talk about whatever the hell we feel like it. And we do it as a married couple. And married couples be arguing because they're together for so much. And usually when they argue, they're together for a long time because pressure busts pipes. You got to relieve some of that. You got to let your truths out.
On.
You got to just be honest and tell people your truths. Don't be lying, talking about we always green, never argue. Don't be lying to each other. Anyway, every week that we record this, we record it live with our immediate family. And we do a whole bunch of stuff. Well, not this past summer because we've been busy. But we do a lot of stuff with our immediate family. And you can be a part of that immediate family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/sign up for the low, low of $5 a month.
Patreon.com/thatchickangel.
Patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low, low of $5 a month. come on over and join that immediate family. And hey, we're going to give you what we give you. It's going to be worth every penny.
Yeah. Yeah. We're about to get back on our regularly scheduled programming now that the summer is winding down.
Shh. I'll go ahead and finish that. Now that summer is winding down.
No, you go ahead.
We also joined by some wonderful sponsors. You've already heard from one. We'll fill y'all in on that inside joke.
He's so dumb. You already heard from BetterHelp. Our other sponsors are Shopify, HelloFresh, and ZocDoc. We'll tell you more about them later on the podcast. And if they offer a service or a product that you're interested in trying, please use our promo code or our URL. It will typically get you a discount, and it'll let them know that they have partnered with the right podcast. Hey. How you been?
I've been good. Y'all, we got an inside joke. What was we watching? House of the Dragons, the House of the Dragon, whatever. Y'all know what I mean.
We were watching that. And then I also feel like Denzel did it in the preview of Spartan. But yes, it was definitely House of the Dragons.
Yeah, House of the Dragon. Anyway.
Which we haven't finished.
We ain't finished. So now ain't no spoiler alerts. But the one of the houses, the black house with the blind, you know, they said we're going to put black people in it, but they're going to have to have blind
hair. They're going to have the platinum blind, baby, the white hair.
He was able to silence somebody talking to him. He just went.
Yeah, he said.
I said, I'm going to find a reason to use that. So we've been doing it.
He's been doing it a lot. They're talking about we've been doing
no,
it.
No, you did it too.
He been doing it to the kids.
Yeah. And they just keep talking. Hey, hey, I'm trying to say something. Hush up.
Then y'all I do it again. If you're not watching, you can watch this podcast on That Chick Angel TV on YouTube. Marcus is just throwing his hand up near his face as a way to say
silence.
Silence. So dumb. You so dumb.
That show. How many episodes is it? Has it been
eight?
So far?
Yeah, well, the eighth one is the one we haven't watched.
Okay, we ain't watched the eight. It took 6.5 episodes for me to actually get engaged. It has been so boring.
It's been a slow episode. I mean, slow season.
It's been like, come on, I don't even want to watch it. And then they finally started introducing some action. But anyhow.
Yeah. How you been?
I've been good. I'm so happy to be back. Look, y'all, we did a camping trip directly after all our summer traveling, and I absolutely did not want to go. I just wanted to sit at the house and do nothing because I'm tired. And now that I've sat at the house and done nothing, now the house needs to be cleaned thoroughly, and then I'm going to set again.
You sound talking about you want to go to the DNC?
I'm definitely going to that.
Well, that's like if they get our passes, that's like in a week and a half.
No, that's a sacrifice I'm going to have to make.
Okay.
Because it's been way too much crap going on. Y'all done seen what's going on. Walls has been named. He's a running mate.
Oh, when did that happen?
This morning.
Oh, I've been on a plane.
Walls, Minnesota governor.
I've been on a plane. Excuse me. For those of y'all who missed my live, I did a live with our Patreon yesterday.
No, y'all, it's the House of the Dragons. That's what we're going to call it.
And somebody said them dragons.
House of Dragons.
So I had to go to New York to shoot an episode of Lip Service with Angela Yee. And I think that actually comes out today, the day that we're shooting this, which is Monday, August the 6th. And it was to promote my new single, I Just Want to Shake My, and to also tease the fact that I'm putting out a whole EP by the end of the year. And it was so, the episode was so good. I was so nervous. And let me tell you why. Well, one.
This just happened, y'all. I ain't even heard this.
Marcus just saw me for the first time since I left.
She literally walked 10 minutes ago. And we started recording. So we ain't even talking yet.
So, Angela, for those of y'all who don't know, she's been in the industry for a long time, specifically the music industry. Then she got into radio. And I think a lot of people who are not from New York became really well known to her when she was on The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne and DJ Envy. Anyways, if you've ever watched The Breakfast Club, which became a huge, huge, huge success, they're even in the Radio Hall of Fame, I really never know what type of energy they're going to give their guests. Sometimes it's like all friendly and some little bit of friendly fire, sometimes it feels really messy. Now, she never felt messy, but I didn't know what the energy was going to be on her show.
Right.
It was all girls. The show has three guests that are typically on there, Angela Yee, Gigi, and Jordan. And then she had me and an R&B singer named Leaf on there, a young lady. And the energy was just, it was great. What was really great, though, was I didn't feel like I was introducing myself to Angela. Either she already really knew who I was, or she did her research, or somebody did their research and made sure she knew who I was.
Yes, dope.
So I wasn't having to, like, she was, because we were talking about how one of her homegirls, who's a famous blogger, got pregnant during the pandemic and then kind of like just popped up with a baby, but nobody knew she was pregnant because she just hid it from social media. Mm-hmm. I said, wow. I said, I would never be able. She said, well, yeah, you can't with all you do. She's like, your life is online. And so when we were talking, she was like, because you popping up with twins would be crazy. And I was like, this woman know I have twins? And she did. She was mm-hmm. like, you know, all the stuff that you and your husband do. She was like, y'all do all the stuff. And I was really like, so you know who I am.
That's dope. That's a dope interviewer to, yes. know, to do your research on your guest.
Yes. I felt so, I was just like, oh, I this is nice. Because she was like, once you came out of school, you started working immediately. She's like, you hit yeah, the, dang. I was like, this nah, is nice.
That's dope.
I was like, I feel really welcome here.
That's impressive.
Yeah, no, it felt really good. So that made the energy better. And even though I'm the only one married there, like still being able to give my perspective, we talked a lot about sex.
It's crazy. It's like somebody on her team could have went back and just like watched Caught the Right podcast and just like, oh, I got a whole story.
I know exactly who they are. I can tell you all the stuff. Yeah, it was great. Her energy was just really enjoyable, really sweet. It was a very casual, I'm talking about casual type of situation. So hopefully you all will check it out. Angel Wings, Tanks Riders, please go over to, they have it up on, they will have it up on YouTube. They also, I think, will put clips on Instagram. So please interact with the stuff that they put up. I am truly grateful for the opportunity because in the music industry, I am not a name, and that is fine. I don't have to be a name, but for someone to have as big of a platform as Angela Yee and be willing to be like, oh yeah, come on here, is great. So
people know Angela.
They do. I didn't, LaToya, I didn't say bustle, no. I didn't say it, but I think when I clip together the experience, I'm going to find where I say it, and I'm going to find where it was said on her show. Put
it together. How it was said on her show?
Yes, we were covering something she did on her show, and I was like, why she keeps that? She wasn't saying it, but her guest was like, so when you bust on, you don't. I was like, why is she saying bust on? It is terrible. Anyway, anyhow, let's start off with In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good. Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you sure In My Feelings works for you?
In my I'm sorry, go ahead.
No.
No, when you said it, I had to go down the, you know, there's a plethora of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, there is. So for those of you all don't know, In My Feelings is our oldest segment on this show where we talk about what's got us feeling good and what's got us feeling some type of way during this week. And like Marcus said, the week has been weakened. A lot of things have happened. But before we jump into it, I want to give a shout out to our next sponsor, Shopify. Listen, when we started podcasting, we were not like, all right, now here's the opportunity for us to sell merchandise. That's what we're trying to do. No, but are we doing it? Yes, and it's been so easy because we use Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that allows you to sell at every stage of your business, from launching your online shop stage to the first real live store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap, offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Whatever and wherever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 30% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify's Magic, your AI-powered all-star. We've been using Shopify for years, I think over 5 years, and I don't ever see us ever using a different platform. For Marcus's business, for my business, Shopify has made it so easy for us who are novices in the e-commerce business to really provide for our family and get products out to our customers, and we are grateful. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
Now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
So what's got you in your feelings, babe?
There's a lot of things, but I'm just going to pick one. Oh, what's got me in my feelings?
Oh, you wanted to say what's got you feeling good? Go ahead.
No. What's got me in my feelings?
No, because I need to,
because as soon as I decide not to, later on in the episode, I'm going to be like, that's what's got me in my goddamn feelings. Is that right there?
Okay.
This is what's got me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this ain't even got me in my feelings. But so Keon posted a thing about, and we've said it before, like it feels like we shouldn't all be on the same internet.
They get slow, advanced, and regular classes. Yes,
or maybe even more. Maybe it needs to be more of a spectrum, but something needs to happen, right? I don't even remember what I put. I put something like, I said this recently. There should be tiers that you qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
So this dude comes on there and says something about, so you mean like the way white people have privilege or something like that, and you shouldn't get privileges of everything? I responded, nope. However, this is a perfect example. Thank you. He goes off way left.
I'm sure he didn't.
I mean, just on some other. I was like, well, so then I go to his page because he was like, yeah, you doing this and this and that. So I go to his page and it's a dude. Looks like he lost like a whole lot of weight at one point, but he's got his shirt off, you know, flexing and stuff. And it's like, you know, a lot of the extra skin that happens with that. So I'm just going to look and I'm like, okay, he definitely doesn't look like. It definitely could be like a spectrum thing that he's doing. So I was like, let me not go with this dude too hard. So I left it alone. But then he keeps coming. So I was like, oh, by the way, I went to your page and I just put a laughing emoji.
Marcus, why are you interacting like this? What is going on?
He said, well, I just went to your page. Then he starts tearing in and I didn't even say everything he said. I just said, keep scrolling, enjoy my wonderful life. So after that, you know, I just kind of left it alone. Of course, now everybody else is going in. And I'm like, that's just like a one-off. Like, he responded, I wasn't even going to respond. I was like, whatever, I'll just respond. I don't understand, and that's the thing, like, and this is kind of goes along with the recent vice president candidacy with Kamala Harris.
Running mate,
yeah, that's what I meant, with Kamala Harris. It's like, when I watch videos, I have to fight myself not to go down to the comments because it can become frustrating just seeing the type of rhetoric and stuff. It's just like,
so why do you go down there?
Well, on his, I didn't go. He responded to me. It's like, I didn't go nowhere. I was just like responding to Keon's post. But at the same time, it's like, you got this many idiots walking this planet. Like, a lot of people, like, are like dumbfounded that all the stuff that Trump is saying recently, like, as far as when it comes to, he's still attacking Joe Biden and that you ain't even running against him no more. You run against Kamala. He's like, you got the crazy Kamala. He's not answering questions when he's asked. He's just like a lunatic. And I'm like, do people forget that this man actually ran the country for 4 years? That should be the shocker. Not what he's saying currently. The fact that he was already in office at one point.
Yeah.
Like, I and this is why I don't like people. This
That's
is why
I don't even know why you be over in anybody's in any comments. I'm not referring to this specific situation, but like reading comments of videos, because
a lot of times I will go to the comment section to, if I don't want to watch the entire video, I can go down context. And see, get more context. And it was like, okay,
You can't trust these people to give you context.
No, I take it back. Most times you can, like on the stuff that I watch, you can go and get like a gist of what the whole video was about. But that's fine. But it's every now and then. But when you go get a majority of the people down there, it's like, yeah, this is that. Then you see those few, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Especially on YouTube. YouTube is the most racist place in existence. Listen, like YouTube is like any video, almost any video you go, it's like, is this what you do with your time?
I think it's the stuff that you watch on YouTube, because you be looking
at. I watch a lot of political stuff.
Yeah, that's where the races come out.
No, they come out in anything.
I think a lot of stuff, because they don't usually come out on the content that I watch. But because
you watch your mommy vlogs.
But no, but I'm even saying, if I'm watching a hair video or makeup, cars, guns, they going to find that content.
Why cars?
Because that's what Americans like.
And you think you ain't seen no racist comments under a black woman hair video?
It's very rare.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't like all the time.
Well, you said YouTube is the most racist place.
It is.
And I'm saying, I think it has a lot to do with the content that you absorb. Is that, unfortunately, like when you say about these car shows, they're like, hey, do you know that guy, Deshaun? You said this.
That was just part of a joke.
Now you say it's a part of it. Yeah, right. Anyway, but it always is old white men. A lot of those, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not saying you're racist. I'm just saying.
I know you ain't saying I'm racist.
Listen.
Go ahead, go with you. What you going to say? What's got you in your feelings?
Look, why you got annoyed at me?
What's got you in your feelings?
I am, I told my Patreon this. It's not actually got me in my feelings this week, but because I didn't share it with the podcast, I'm going to bring it up. So a couple of weeks ago, I booked a guest star. At first, they weren't paying enough. We went back. When I say we went back, I mean my reps, my manager, and my agent. We asked for more money, and we got the more money. Nice amount of money for one day of work. Well, at the time, I was also auditioning for a show where I would be a series regular, meaning I would appear in every episode. And typically there's more money per episode for that. And I got a callback. Well, the callback and the thing I booked were shooting the same day. And the way these callbacks were going and the way the show is set up, I couldn't do both. And my people were really like, we think we should hold out for the bigger thing and pass on this job that you booked. My gut was like, no, the show that I am up for that I did not book, I really don't think I'm a good fit for. I was like, yes, Angel as in an actress, great fit for the show. That chick Angel, the personality is not good for this show. And unfortunately, you can't fully separate them for this show. And they were like, well, they had to already vetted you before you got the call back. And I was like, if we're dealing with white people, I highly doubt it. Like, I don't think they vetted me the way they should have vetted me. And they were like, okay, well, the director wanted to meet with me before the call back. So I get on a Zoom with him and I bring up my concerns too. And then I told my people, I said, before I met with them, I said, here's the thing. White people, specifically white men in Hollywood, if they don't know you, they think nobody knows you. It's a very, very, very ignorant point of view, but that is that's what it is. They just feel like if you're not on their radar, you're on nobody's radar. And hell, they actually do it in Black Hollywood as well. Anyways, I bring up this thing and I was like, I don't know if it's a good fit. And he was like, oh, this is very interesting. He's intrigued by it. He was like, yeah, I still think let's do it. So I end up turning down the job that I had already booked. Fast forward, we're waiting to hear if I'm getting cast. And it takes them a while to figure this out because of the complexities of the show. So on our way from the Dominican to Paris, as we're in the airport, I get a call from my manager. If I'm getting good news, my manager and my agent is on the phone. If I'm getting bad news, only one is on there. I call my manager because I missed the call. And he's like, hey, no. I did pick up the call when he called. I don't hear another voice. So I'm like, oh. He's like, yeah, it's not happening. They're not casting you. But they wrote a really, really nice email. And he was like, I think you're right. I think you stand out too much and you might already be a little too famous for the show. And I wasn't mad that I didn't get the show because I don't book shows all the time. I don't tell y'all every time I have an audition. I was more so mad because my instincts were more than likely right. We don't know the exact reason yet why I didn't get it, but I knew from jump that I was not the right fit for the show, and I did not go with those instincts. Now, mind you, yes, I pay my manager and my agent to be able to lean on their advice and also use their connections, but I was more so mad at myself that as a 44-year-old woman that I allowed myself to go against my instincts, and that pissed me off for half of that 9-hour flight to Paris. It was in my head, and I was just like, do you feel like you easily go with your gut? I don't know if this is something that women just mostly deal with.
I learned to start going with my gut. I used to fall back on or use what I thought was the safety net of people that I figured knew more. Mm-hmm. And probably over the past... Actually, over the past year and a half, I just said, the hell with it. I'm going to start going with my gut.
Yeah.
Like, people may be doing, even, I used to go with, oh, they have experience in this. They know what they're doing. Let me listen to them. But then nobody really knows what the hell they're doing. They just, their thing works for them. Don't mean it's going to work for me. So I've had enough things not work for me that I tried that other people suggested. And now I'm like, and then probably like a year and a half ago, I decided, no, I'm just going to do me. Still listening to advice and things and like doing my research. But when it comes to my gut, I said, no, I'm just going to go with my gut moving forward.
Yeah, I'm going to get better at that just because, one, I'm realizing while they are experts at the thing I've hired them at, we were adding a whole factor that they're not experts at, which is my impact on social media. Mm-hmm. That is something they are not experts on, and they're kind of fully oblivious of. So that's why I'm like, I've got to start trusting myself more because there are these factors that I'm realizing they don't know much about. Because they typically don't, they've never steered me wrong. But on that one, I'm like, no, girl, you know this. You know this about you. So that was definitely just an agitating moment. So what's got you feeling good?
This is what I was going to hit on earlier. This is a bunch of things that got me feeling good. I was going to hit on my back. Long story short, I'm doing excellent. Had a very good doctor's appointment yesterday. But the main thing we'll hit on is let's hit on this current event since we were here last. When was we here last? Was it last week?
Yeah.
So Kamala already announced?
Kamala's been announced since we were in the Dominican Republic.
That's right,
baby.
That's right. Yeah, and we were excited. She recently announced her...
I'm sorry, I know you can talk about whatever you want to, but I think it's important for them to know about your doctor's appointment. Because they've been through this journey with you.
I said everything is good.
Okay.
It's on the up and up. Like, I'm a lot more mobile. The reason I skipped over it, because it's a quick thing. I'm going to go with my gut. the vice president thing, I had to like a lot of people, I didn't know who Walls was. I had to go down a rabbit hole of older things, because right now you Google his name or look up Minnesota governor, it's all going to be within the past 3 hours, for now probably 6 hours. And by the time you see this, a couple of days, you won't be able to find anything from last year, year before that, because of the the recent announcement of the running mate, that he's Kamala Harris's running mate. Anyway, once I was able to find things a little bit older, it seems like he's definitely like a decent, level-headed, not with all the BS that we are used to seeing. That seems like a majority of the people in politics right now. And he stayed out of the national spotlight because he ain't done a whole bunch of controversial things. The most controversial thing I saw that he done was when the George Floyd thing happened in Minnesota. He waited, I think it was like 3 or 4 days before he called National Guard. And the reason that I saw under that article was he was giving people time to calm down before he called in armed forces to heighten everything up. He was like, this is a tragedy. Let's let this try to simmer down on its own before. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, of course, it wasn't simmering. So it's like, let's go ahead. Versus, oh, first day, get them out here while everybody's tempers are at their, you know, height. Anyway, it was just seeing the stuff he's done, you know, in the past, and seeing a lot of people from his state happy with that announcement. Sad to lose him, but happy that he's, you know, up for vice president. That's what's got me feeling. Because I've been following these politics and everything for such a long time, and everything has looked way downhill until, you know, the ninth hour that Kamala Harris was running, and she done now, after 24 hours, and already raised like $81 million because people believe in her. It's just, for somebody that has been following politics and seeing the doom and gloom of it, to finally see just a shimmer of light is comforting a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just a shimmer. Because, mm-hmm. you know, they're all politicians. All the same, but they're not all the same, but it's still politics, so it's always going to be some majority of it bad, but just a shimmer of light, it feels good.
That's good. Well, before I tell you all what's got me feeling good, I'm going to tell y'all what's got my household feeling good, and that's HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. From planning and shopping to prepping to actually getting everyone to enjoy what you've made, family dinners can be stressful, and HelloFresh gets it. They make it easy by delivering fresh ingredients and picky eaters approved recipes right to your door. With a changing menu of 50 recipes to choose from each week, HelloFresh makes it easy to find something the whole family will love. Now listen, we have been gone out of town, and what I love is that we were able to pause HelloFresh. So we didn't have a whole bunch of boxes just piling up at our doorstep of food. We were able to pause it, and it started right back up as soon as we got back from camping. So I know what I'm going to fix tonight for dinner for the kids. I don't have to worry about figuring that out now that I'm almost jet lagged from getting back from New York. And the food is really good, and it's fresh. I love to know that my kids are getting fresh vegetables in their body. And it's all because of HelloFresh. I love it. I think you'll love it too. And for a limited time, kids eat free. Go to HelloFresh.com/arguekids.
Argue kids.
To unlock the exclusive offer. One free kids meal per box for 2 months while subscription is active. This is a dope deal. That's free kids meal just by going to HelloFresh.com/arguekids.
Argue kids.
Again, that's HelloFresh.com/arguekids. Argue kids. Thank you, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Well, since you don't want to talk about it, I will, because it's got me feeling good. I am so elated that yesterday my husband went for his follow-up for his back, and the prognosis is moving in the right direction. If you all weren't with us at the top of the summer, right before we were getting ready to get in the summer, we were actually still in the spring, Marcus had a re-injury of his back, and it was probably... in that time span, it's probably one of the worst re-injuries we've had for him. And so it was, we didn't know how the heck we were going to get through the summer, because this was, outside of touring, this was our most traveled summer. And these were the longest flights we were going to be taking because we were traveling internationally. And these were all some of them were big opportunities that we weren't going to be able to just make re-happen again. Going to Paris to shoot for the Shade Room was not going to be something I could be like, hey, y'all, I know the Olympics is this year and it's about to happen, but can we do it again for another Olympics somewhere else? What was the blessing is that because we were traveling so much, Marcus was actually moving around more than what we would have done at home. Surgery is now off the table, which was something that I know you didn't want to do. It wasn't something that I wanted to have him do, but I was willing. Whatever they said was going to work, I was going to be like, hey, whatever they say is going to work, let's do it. And now that we're home and settled, he'll be able to do physical therapy and be able to get back to working out. Like all the things that I know working out makes you feel good and being fully like active. So for me.
Yeah, for me, the doctor's appointment wasn't a milestone. It was because our last doctor's appointment, it was the ball was in my court. We'll reconvene on this date after you get done traveling to let me know, you know, where you are and where you stand. So it wasn't like I was waiting on the doctor's appointment to get that news. It was like, no, I went there with that news of.
I know, yeah. But it was still, for me, it was nice to have him also being like, because he said, if you're feeling the same way or the things have gotten worse, he said, I'll be a little more aggressive with my suggestions. And while we know things have not gotten worse, things aren't at 100% better either. There's still stuff that isn't like back to Marcus being what he was prior to the re-injury. But just still to have his like sign of approval of like, yeah, this is going well. For me as your wife, I was like, yes, this is good to hear. And to know like what he feels like the next steps are. So when I was in New York, I would have probably been with Marcus at the doctor's appointment, but I was in New York and I had to call him to be like, okay, what was said? What did the doctor say? So it was just good to hear that, like, he was like, okay, cool. This is good. So that's what's got me feeling good because I can only imagine the type of pain Marcus was in.
I mean, y'all know, I done told y'all what we was going through.
Yeah.
I told him, and he was like, how you feel? I said, I feel a whole lot better, but I went through hell to get here.
Yeah. Because Marcus in physical pain, like with anybody, it also then messes with your mood and your mentals and all that, so it affects the overall person. And then I am also affected by how he feels, so it's just nice to have him in a more peaceful state because he's not in as much pain. And the road to recovery seems a lot clearer now. Because before it was just pain management. But yeah. Anyhow, we are going to do Hot Tanksley Take.
Hot Tanksley Take.
This is a segment where Marcus gets to use his magical gift, the gift of complaining. Is it giving his strong dislike for something? What would you say this to succinct what it is that you're really doing in your rant?
I'm just giving my opinion.
Specifically on the negative side of it is what it is. Because some things, you have some positive thoughts on it, but you giving them the thing that makes you want to burn it down.
Mm-hmm.
So since I just got back, and hopefully we will not lose any of these followers, give us your Hot Tanksley Take on New York.
It's probably a bad idea. I don't get it. I already did this without doing a Hot Tanksley Take. It wasn't even a Hot Tanksley Take. It would just be talking about my experience in New York.
And I was so mad because I stayed in Soho. I stayed in the Wall Street District. Is it Wall Street? Yeah, Wall Street District. And so much less people. I mean, it's like cut down by an eighth.
I'm
going to
give you the Hot Tanksley Take of my experiences in New York. Where I have been, I don't get it. New York has always been in the summertime. I've always been in an extremely crowded area of New York. In the city, so it's, I mean, I don't know, I guess upstate. Most of New York is a city. It ain't very many. Thing that they call suburbs ain't suburbs in New York. Yeah. Nowhere else. It's a little different. I don't get it. People say they love it. Same as, you know, Sunset Boulevard out here in California. People say they love it. Mm-hmm. It's crowded. It's noisy. People are bumping against each other.
You mean Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah, Hollywood Boulevard. No, it's parts of Sunset too. There's the houses, residential spaces on Sunset, and I don't understand why they would want to do that to themselves. I don't understand the hype. I know people from New York. My dad and his family lived in New York for a really long time. I don't. At the hotels that we have been to are the size of matchboxes. They try their best to fit a shower, a bed, and maybe a closet with a sink in about 150 square feet. They always say, you know, oh, you ain't experienced New York. You got to do the pizza. I've had the pizza. At least the spot that we had, leave it, keep it. You can have it. I tried it. I was excited. I was extremely excited. I was like, oh, finally, New York pizza. What is this? Mm-hmm. Not for me. Angel always talks about is the smells. There's a lot of smells. There's a lot of odor. There's a lot of humidity and funk in the air. I know the smell comes from garbage.
Yeah.
Because there's garbage all over the place. The smell comes from the subway down below. I understand there's an enormous subterranean traveling experience. And you got all that grinding metal and all that oil coming up through the exhaust into the air in which you're walking on the sidewalk. I've heard people say, you ain't been New York till you seen the rats. Why is that a high point to see a cocker spaniel sized rat? Why?
Because you ain't seen New York until you seen the rats.
Yeah. This is Kyle coming from a country boy. All right, I'm used to space. You know, I've been to, Angel even had a sister their sister lived in a neighborhood. You could barely see the neighbor's house. That's how much land they had that they owned and that they had between each house.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all know I took my son out driving in a big empty field because my family owns fields. We own land. People, the rappers say it all the time, don't be dying over the neighborhood that your mama renting. Like, you know, how many people own stuff in the middle of the city in New York? You can't because it's owned by corporations. You can own an apartment. How much?
Oh, it's a lot. It costs more to live there than it does to live here.
Yeah, people complain about the prices in California. I ain't going to say how much we pay for our house, but you would get a whole lot less in New York. even being in the hotel, it's like I'm in this hotel. This is, again, from my experience. I'm in this small, cramped, crowded hotel that has really small hallways. First of all, I feel like I'm 8 feet, 690 pounds when I'm in these hotels because I feel enormous because everything's so small. And I step out of this crowded space into an even more crowded street and chaos and busyness. Now, I get the hustle and bustle of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently talking to a guy this past weekend or on the camping trip, and he's from New York. And he said he's from New York. He now lives in I can't remember where he lives, but he also has a place out here in California, and he keeps a home in New York. He said, I can only do New York for about 2 or 3 days. I get there. I go do my business. I get my energy and my inspiration, and I got to get out because it's crowded. It's crazy. I don't get it. He said, at my older age, it's not for me. I guess I'm at that age, but I don't even see me liking this at 17.
No.
It's a lot.
You would have probably thought it was okay to visit at 17.
To visit, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
To wake up in that every day? No. No.
What's so funny is that when I was in the area that I was in and there was less people, me and my homegirl Shania were there. We went to this Mexican restaurant that was across the street from the hotel. Food was good. The margaritas was good. Like, that part made it, you know, really simple. But as we're walking, and we went to go see the Twin Tower Memorial, which is probably one of the most breathtaking memorials I've ever seen.
I bet. I haven't seen that. I bet it's got to be.
It's a pool. It's like a pool. It's a waterfall that goes into the earth. It's beautiful. Anyways, I was like, okay, this is not a lot of. It's not a lot of people, but I was like, but this smell is still concerning me. It's the smell. Somebody needs to check on this. Like, this is the type of smell where it's just like, something's not right. I think we should look into this and see if we can get rid of this.
But
this,
people there don't notice it. You know, it's when you bring it up to people that live there, they look at you like, smell.
This is the thing. I used to, when I was younger and I stayed there for a summer, I do recall the smell, but the smell didn't stand out so much to me. But now I'm like, oh my God, you go into your home with your clothes smelling like this.
Yeah.
You are in your home and your home smells like this.
Now, before I even went to New York, this was years ago. I don't even think we had kids yet. I heard Angel and our dear friend Wendell, who's not with us anymore, talking about New York. And I remember them saying, because Wendell was the type of person, he never wore closed-toed shoes. He always had on sandals or flip-flops. And they were sitting there talking. He was just like, yeah, so when I go to New York, I got to make sure I carry my boots because I don't want to be walking around because I'll let the – he said, just walking down the street, your feet going to get nasty because you're going to step in some puddles and not know what
feet
it is.
Will be black.
And I was like, huh?
Yeah.
I couldn't comprehend that. Where I'm from, if your feet get dirty, it means you were barefoot.
No, New York, just walking around with your – in the city – specifically in Manhattan, if you're walking around in shoes and your heels are out or your toes are out and you are out like that all day long, the bottom of your feet will look like you walked barefoot.
So before I went to New York, I pictured it the way I saw what area I was in when I was in Brooklyn. I just saw a lot of city and a lot of cars. It wasn't like sidewalk crowded.
Well, yeah, because we were in a touristy area.
That's why I said from my experiences in a touristy area, we was in Brooklyn. I was just like, okay, so this is what I would be expecting. This is definitely a lot more doable than the crap that people like Times Square. Hell no.
New Yorkers say Times Square.
Huh?
New Yorkers.
I know. There's probably people from New York ain't never been to Times Square. We was on that subway. I was like, let me experience how, I'm riding the subway. Why would I want that to be a part of my life?
Listen, one of my homegirls came to visit me from Long Island, and it took her about an hour, but it probably only cost her $3 to get to me. So there's that benefit. And she loves it. She's like, I love this vibe. I love it.
We know people that love the vibe, that love being in it. Both there and, like I said, out here, there's our extremely crowded and congested parts of L.A., and we know people that love living down in the middle of it.
And the hustle and the bustle.
Yeah, I can find hustle and bustle in my driveway.
We don't have hustle and bustle in our driveway, you goofball. Well, that's Marcus's rant on New York. I still do love New York. Might end up having to work there one day, someday, soon. but I'll definitely be still concerned about that smell. Yeah. Definitely. I'll be like, something's not right, guys. And I really need us to really dig deep and get rid of it.
Yeah. Now, when I go back, absolutely. Love the people.
I'm like, look, can we get some Febreze?
Yeah, you need one of them, you know, them neck coolers.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a Febreze packet on it so it just sprays up into your face.
Something. I can't take it.
Yeah, love the people.
All right, let's jump into our topic of the day. So last week we talked about being a gentleman. And I said, let's flip the script. We'll talk about what about being a lady is like actually useful, helpful, and what you expect. Granted, a lady is not what I would say you married, even though I have some very small lady-like ways. But if you didn't check out last week's podcast, definitely check it out, to be a gentleman or to not. But to be a lady or to not, was there any expectations you had on what a woman you were courting, how she behaved in her femininity or ladylikeness?
I'm trying to think. I guess... The I want to say the traditional type. Like, I don't, because I never put those harsh titles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, because like you said, I got a lot of homegirls, and no two of them are the same.
Right.
So it's not like I had a, now I did know some like extremely prissy girls, and then ones that are less prissy or, you know, a little more, mm-hmm. I don't know what it's probably derogatory to say. I say tomboy. I'm sure somebody's not like it, but
I still think that's a used term, actually.
Okay, on that end of it or closer to that. And I never had a preference toward one or the other, like strong, like I got to have this over that. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
For me and our audience knows this, ladylike tendencies were not taught to me. They were not mirrored to me. And they also held no significance in my life at all. My mother, I'm sure my mother with significant others probably had moments of ladylikeness that I did not see.
Mm-hmm.
But from my perspective looking at her, probably the only things that came off like ladylike was my mother did wear makeup. My mother would go and get her hair done or get hair put on her hair. And she wore nice dresses, nice heels. But as far as any other attribute that really wasn't like physical appearance, because also my mother could also look very much so like she worked in the fields. So I got to see the spectrum of dressing like a lady for like church and for special events and, you know, having your hair and makeup done. Like she wasn't like beating her face, but like wearing lipstick and blush or whatever. But the thing of, you know, waiting for a man to open your door or making sure he pays the bill for like if y'all go out on a date, stuff like that. I honestly did not have that mirror to me at all. And this is with three older sisters. I don't recall anyone acting ladylike. I'll say this. I remember my sister. Oh, go ahead. You about to say something.
No, I was about to say being taught to be ladylike or not being taught to be ladylike around four women, I think would be different versus if you had brothers and a consistent like father figure and not being taught lady. I think it might look different because
if I had a dude in houses.
Yeah.
Me.
I'm assuming it might look different because it's like your mom ain't teaching you lady like things, but she's still a woman. And same for your sisters.
Right. But this is the thing that I meant is that while I didn't have a father in my house, I was under the roof for two of my mother's marriages.
Yeah.
I didn't see a lot of demureness when it came to her. Truly, somebody just said it in our comments. Linnea, she was like, churchy women are ladylike in dressing. That is where ladylikeness was probably the only place that it was taught. And it wasn't really ladylikeness in the way that I think of like a Quinn. Like Quinn is probably my most ladylike friend, even though she's also very ratchet as well.
Quinn's a damsel, like that's just
but like
Quinn's the far end of the other like she's on the opposite end of you got the middle ground of this, you have the more boyish acting, and then you have the other spectrum of Quinn is over in the red zone of
yeah, the girl. She is definitely
that, like, is a stranger. You don't know him. Don't ask him to open your door. Like
Quinn is probably my most ladylike friend, even though she has a ratchet side that's not ladylike, but she's my most ladylike friend. Oh man, you made me lose my
sorry.
So what I was taught in church also didn't look like that either. It was more of ladylike from a place of servitude, of submitting yourself to a man. So, like, I remember watching my sister Jackie make her husband's plate all the time. That's something I've seen my mother make her husband or boyfriend's plate. But like outside of like that, the whole like, you know, allowing the concept of allowing a man to be a man has always irked my effing nerves. But if that's the concept of ladylike that I'm thinking of, I truly have.
I think you might have a skewed perception.
Tell me.
Because you were around a strong woman, very independent, regardless of her marriages. Like she was mm-hmm. very independent. And when I think ladylike, it never, but well, because I'm a man also, I never looked at it as, oh, she's got to let me be a man. Or
that is the narrative that is put on so many of these like podcasts or in like comments of, see, that's the problem. She don't want to let a man be a man. And for me, that is such an unattractive statement, because if you need my permission to be a man,
right,
you already ain't going to be a man that I can deal with.
Right.
Like,
yeah. And I never. Yeah, I don't understand. I didn't really hear those type of things. It's like a later, here lately you hear that.
Yeah, no.
Gotta let a man be a man. That's these BANs that I be talking about. These podcasts, they talking, they hate women.
It's a louder narrative now, but I've heard that I think since my teenage or like young adult years of, you gotta let a man be a man. You gotta, and I'm like, let? That's a child. You allow a child to do stuff. A man is just going to be a man, regardless of whether I exist or not, or regardless of what I'm doing. But when you think of your mother, and when you think of your sister, and when you think of your cousins, like your cousin LaFern.
Yeah, I was about to say she's a queen.
She is definitely quintessential, as Quinn is, quintessential lady. There's a softness. That's mm-hmm. what it is. There's a softness about their approach when it comes to men, when it comes to their energy in a room, that I was not taught, nor is it easy for me to access. So when you think about people like your Aunt LaFern, like your cousin LaFern, do you feel like you ever dated anyone in that spectrum of like softness?
I don't think so. No.
That wasn't something that you ran into.
I was trying to think the one prom date.
The one from my church?
Yeah. That's probably the latest.
And I think some of that is just due to her being shy.
Right.
Shyness can sometimes read as ladylike because there's not like a lot of assertiveness in it. And before I forget, and my apologies that I wasn't already on this, let me go ahead and tell you about the sponsor that is the reason why I had what's got me feeling good this week. And that's ZocDoc. ZocDoc is the sponsor of today's episode. I want to tell you right now, ZocDoc is the reason that we were able to find a doctor that was able to give my husband some real clear guidance on his back.
Facts.
Okay? So there's some things in life that are okay to be a total crapshoot, like trying out a new type of milk in your coffee or a cheap Instagram ad impulse buy, which I'll be doing, or rolling the dice on a new workout class. But finding the right doctor shouldn't be a total crapshoot. With ZocDoc, it's not, because you've got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and a website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors, choose the right one for your needs, and then click instantly book an appointment. We're talking about in-network appointments with more than 100,000 healthcare providers across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, eye care, skin care, and much more. You can filter your doctors who take your insurance, are located nearby, and who are good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated and reviewed by verified patients. You can also see their actual appointment openings, choose a time that works for you, and click on and instantly book a visit. And plus, doc appointments happen fast, typically within 24 to 72 hours of booking. You can even score same day appointments. Literally, that is how we found this doctor. Marcus was trying on his own and was getting appointments that were like so far out. And I was like, absolutely not. I went on ZocDoc. I was able to find multiple doctors that we were able to get into that week. And we would not have been able to do it without ZocDoc. And they take our insurance because, baby, if we're going to pay for it, we might as well use it. So stop putting off these doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/argue to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/argue. ZocDoc.com/argue. Okay. So what were we saying? You said your prom date was probably the most ladylike.
Yeah. And this is, I just now thought of this as I was sitting here trying to think of the, because somebody said it's a, you know, B-A-N, a ban epidemic out here. I think it definitely is. When I think of, this is what I couldn't think of the last week either. When I think of being a gentleman and being a gentleman to a lady or even ladylike, when I think of gentleman, it's more so of being in service of a woman versus she can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you check into a hotel, they take your bags up for you. You're extremely capable of taking your own goddamn bags, but they're being of service for you. You know what I'm saying? You go to a nice restaurant, they place your napkin, they put your napkin in your lap, and then, you know, set your silverware out. You're perfectly capable of grabbing a goddamn roll and doing it yourself. Not to say that these are things that you can do as a man to a woman, but it's more so of being in service of carrying your bags for you, of opening the door. It's like, that's just being of service and not being, I'm stronger than you, I need to do this for you.
So being a lady, so on the flip side, to help like define being a lady, is allowing yourself to be serviced. That would be what being a lady is.
Yeah.
So that's what, so you don't feel like you've dated many women in your past that allow themselves, because obviously you can't open the door for somebody who's already opened the door.
Right.
You can't carry a bag for somebody who's already carrying the bag unless you take it from them.
It's very gray.
He's like, I don't remember, girl. I've been off of these streets that
too long. I need to get back out there. Nah. Nah, I don't recall. I was always, I think it was, I would offer service before it was rejected. Like, that's always like, I'm gonna go open the door. Like, that's not something. What? It's being on P's and Q's. It's like, who gonna pay the bill first? I already paid it when I went to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. It's just being on P's and Q's.
I think, so for my lip service interview, two of the ladies that were on there were younger. I'm assuming they're in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Did not get their age, but they were definitely giving 20s-year-old vibe. These are girls who are definitely giving, I'm a lady, and if you don't give me the things that I need, you're no longer a part. And we're talking about, I'm changing my voice on purpose, how their voices were so much more gentle, quiet.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they were talking. And one of the girls, if you all watched the episode, she was talking about how there's a guy that she liked and she's like, I've blocked him a couple of times. And she's like, he got unblocked once. And, we were like, what did he do to get him blocked? She was like, he Cash Apped me some money. And they were like, get you a drink money or go shopping money, like mall money. She was like, it was mall money. She was like, but he's blocked again. And we were like,
oh, yeah.
I said, wait a minute. No, but I was like, why? She was like, because he's not bringing the pressure. She was like, you know, you say you want my attention, but then you're not doing anything to try to like get my attention. And I was just like, ah, like she is fully putting herself. I mean, and I don't know the full story. This is a conversation that we had within an hour and a half span of time,
mm-hmm.
but she's fully putting herself in a place of service of like, if you want to be with me and if you want to, for me to take you seriously, especially cause I like you, you're going to have to be the aggressor in the situation because yeah. I will not be outside of me blocking you. And the young girl beside her was like, I love this. She was like, I'm good for a block.
Oh, see, and that's the difference in the generations. Like, first of all, I was I was never going to go just start breaking a whole bunch of bands on somebody that I wasn't already talking to.
Right. That part was also crazy. Yeah,
and this whole block bullshit, like, that's I can't speak to that generation, okay, at all. Like, me and Angel, we first started talking. First Christmas, I splurged on her. But by then, we were already solidified. You know what I'm saying? Solidified. It's like, before that, like, she bought me, paid for my plane ticket to come out to California, like, and it was always a give and take type thing. Like, I may pay for movies, pay for dinner, but gifts, kiss my ass. Like, I would never do that. But I never even would talk to a girl that was looking for me to pay for her to go to the mall. Like, if you ain't got your own, you ain't gonna have me. You got to have something going for yourself. I can have kids, even when I was single and didn't have kids. I can have kids. I'm not looking to take one on that's a grown-ass woman.
Now, mind you, let me, because I don't want her to come off a certain way. She didn't ask for him to give her money.
Well, I'm saying that's like, on these podcasts and all these things and all these things that go viral, that seems to be the perception. It's like, well, you know, you ain't tricking if you got it, or, you know, if they got to have me, if you want me, you got to do this. It's like, I'm going to see what kind of a... How solid of a person you are.
Well, let me clear it up. This is what this dude decided to do. He decided to let me send you some money to get you to unblock me.
Oh, his name is dumb.
So he was trying to do basically he was trying to do a grand gesture, because that's what she wants. She wants if you trying to talk to me, you trying to have my attention, you can't be doing this subtle stuff. Like, you need to be like talking to me. You need to be like, I need to know I'm on your mind and you are really like about me. So that's why
so the grand gesture was him, oh, let me get back on your good side, here's some money.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So let me clear, I don't want to be like, she was like, you better send me some bands if you want to talk to me,
because that's what I'd be seeing though.
Right. No. That's not the energy she was giving at all. But she was just like, he sent me a nice amount of money. She said, oh, okay, I'm gonna block you because you're trying to get my attention. She was like, but then he settled back again and was like, not really. She was like, block. I'm not. She was like, and she was like, and I refuse to teach. She was like, so he needs to go try this out with some other people until they teach him what to do. Take his
money, buy me some shoes.
She was like, and he cannot pay his way out of getting unblocked again. And the other girl was like, oh no, he can. We'll just invest it.
Let him keep trying.
We'll invest it. She's like, yeah, I refuse to teach. I need somebody who already understands what I'm saying. So,
that's the consensus I got with the ones that I end up seeing going viral is like the girl that said, oh, he sent me some money to go to lunch and I need Morton's lunch. First of all, if you taking a lunch break, your ass ain't got enough time to go to Morton's.
Right.
It's like simple as that. Like, set your ass down somewhere.
But just listening to them and the other girl, I can't wait till y'all see the episode. The other girl was talking about how, like, she first wasn't answering DMs at all.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, I won't answer a DM that just says hello. She was like, that.
Yeah,
that took no effort.
Right.
Like, you better give me something.
Yeah, introduce yourself. Be a man.
So just the whole of, I'm watching them and listening to them, both very gorgeous young ladies too. So like, it's also like, there's several men that are going to be attracted and want to shoot their shot. So it's not like, it's just like, girl, you better take whatever comes in front of you. They're young and cute. She was, but she was just like, yeah, like I need more. I need, where it just took you saying, hey, I'd like to take you out. Yep. Let's go. Love it. I mean, granted, we were able to build a friendship that, or whatever you want to call it, a rapport with each other that.
And we knew each other.
Yeah. A rapport with one another that it was just like, oh, I didn't need anything else from you, but just to know that you were honestly interested in me.
Right.
But I don't know if you actually had to court me in a way that, I mean, you paid for our entire date. You showed me a nice time at your house. like we were, you know, we watched a movie or whatever. So there was definitely the presence of a gentleman there. I definitely did not shun away you paying for stuff. I wasn't like, no, I'll put in. I surely let you do all that. But I don't know, in other contexts outside of romantic, how being a lady, other than I did tell y'all the one story where I gave myself a little bit more of a damsel in distress type of, like, when I was trying to get this oil change in a car right before they were getting ready to close. And I was just like, oh my God, I thought you all had like 5 more minutes. And they were like, all right, ma'am, come on in. I was like, oh, thank God. Because the normal angel would be like, uh-uh. It is 5:55. Y'all don't close until 6.
Well, I take your strong, independent ass down the street, then.
That was all I said, Angel. I mean, I literally had to, like, make myself be that person. Even when I got picked up at the airport today. Luckily, our people who, the car service we use, they don't really typically give me the option to push my own luggage. They will take my luggage from me. They will take my purse from me and put it inside a thing. But typically I would be like, oh, I can get it. I'll just get across the street. But I was just like, okay, well, I'll just carry my purse and my phone as we try like, across.
You done paid me to do this damn job. Let me do my damn job.
And he was talking, the driver was talking about mama. We were having a conversation. He was like, oh, I love your mom. He was like, she got on me a couple of times because I forgot to open up her door. He was like, and that's because a lot of people already do it. I don't get a chance to get out and go around. He's like, but your mom will stand there and wait. I said, oh, yeah, she wants all the bells and whistles.
We got one driver. I still be on him because he'll go open Angel's door and get right in. One time I just knocked on the passenger window. I said, you ain't going to come over my door. I'm just messing with him, though. Like, I don't, unless it's just me, I don't expect that anyway. Like, go open my wife's door. Let her in. Because I'm always sitting on the passenger side because it's more leg room.
As he was letting me out this time, I had already opened it. He came. He said, I was coming open the door. I said, I ain't my mama. I was like, I'm not my. I said, but I do need a second to get my keys out. I didn't realize y'all had actually made it here on time. But I am trying to find ways that, like I said, as I'm getting older, as I am more cautious about the situations I put my body in, and not trying to tweak anything. I understand. I know what age I am. And while I'm still in honest to God good shape and I'm still very, very strong, I do know it's just, you know, one day my body could be like, you can't do that anymore. So here you go. So I am more cognizant of, like, okay, don't put yourself in situations where you could hurt yourself because you're not going, you know, you're not going to heal like you would in your 20s. So it's making me have to bring out more of my lady qualities that I've never tapped into.
Yeah, and I'd be trying to save Angel, like grabbing luggage and stuff. I'm like, let me grab it. I'm trying to save her fingernails. As soon as she go break a nail, I done broke a nail. This is me.
Why my luggage still upstairs then?
Because I thought you was going to use it.
I was really.
Trust me, I never expect you to do anything with your luggage but empty it sometimes.
But no, I really, when I heard you tell Marcus bring down yours and his. And then I came back and I saw, I said,
I didn't know if you was going to take your luggage or not.
I said, why is my luggage still up here? What is going on?
Yeah, trust me. I know you will. That ain't out of you being a lady. That's out of you just not doing shit that's supposed to be done. You will leave that luggage up in the room.
Let me tell you why I can't put the luggage where it goes.
But you won't even take it downstairs.
Because I can't put the luggage where it goes.
So you just,
it's
going
to be out of place regardless. The luggage goes up super duper high, so you have to be able to carry it up a ladder and then put it up in the thing. I don't trust myself to be able to do that. That's just the truth of it.
Before that rack was put in, you would leave that luggage on the floor.
That rack has been in almost since we've been there.
Nah, it took me some
time. And I didn't have that luggage.
I didn't put them racks up till I...
And I didn't have that luggage, sir.
You have the other luggage.
And I stayed using it.
And that went down in the closet.
I stayed using it. You remember?
Y'all hear these excuses?
No, I say using that one.
Are we moving on? I ain't going to go back and forth with you. Listen. Crazy ass. Hey, y'all, she said, come on, car service. Look, the car service is cheaper than using Uber.
And it's more, it's not actually cheaper, well, but it is more dependable.
A lot more dependable.
And it's not much of a difference.
Yeah, it ain't that much of a difference. And they're professional. if one person has to cancel, they're going to send you another person. And we know the owner and most of the drivers. So it's like good. The driver, I had never met him, that came to pick up Angel.
D.
And I was taking her luggage out. He was like, thank you, Mr. Marcus. I don't know this man. She ordered the car, not me, but he knows who I am. So that's the difference.
And not only that, they will wait. Yeah. I remember when we had the argument about my performance when I was performing with Soda Product. And they were like, Angel, you made the car service person wait for 45 minutes? No,
that's what they do.
I'm like, that's what we pay the money for.
That's what we pay them for.
I had him for the entire night. He will wait wherever the heck I need him to wait.
We will go out to eat and they will sit and wait.
Until we come out.
Or they'll ask, how soon do you think you'll be done? We'll tell them. Or we'll text them when we're finishing up, and they'll come back from wherever they're at and come pick us up.
Yeah, so.
Try that with Uber. See what happens.
I'm rolling
Uber,
out.
Uber might not show up.
Well, that's the reason why we really stopped doing Uber from our house, because they were canceled.
Too many cancellations.
And we have a big family, and we have little kids going to the airport. Like, nah, you cannot be canceling on me. And on Uber, the highest they go up is 5 people.
Right.
We're a family of 6. That's not gonna work. Well, anyways, and my nails, I feel like, are me being lady. Like, I try to keep my hands looking pretty for you, and I try to look nicer for you.
Thank you.
That's me being. That's a ladylike quality.
I mean, we had that conversation. I appreciate it.
I was like, I didn't know
my
you,
appreciation.
I didn't know you needed that.
We had to have sit down. Look here. But no, just back to the car service real quick. There's been times like this recent time when we came in, it was 7 of us because we brought my nephew. They would literally bring 2 SUVs, one for the luggage and one for us. Mm-hmm. And that's just service you get. But yeah, that's conversations like me and Angel would have, because it's not like I would be giving compliments, but I had to let her know, you ain't giving me a lot to compliment.
I was like, you know what I look like when I look like made up.
Then so I need to I'm not- see that. It shouldn't be a memory.
So now I'm trying to look cute.
Your grandmother, rest her soul, and your best friend's grandmother, rest her soul. You're going to have to get rid of these moo-moos.
He got rid of the moo-moos. I should have sent them back to Nina.
You should have.
They were great. They were so comfortable. Easy access.
No, there's certain things. Look, a cave is easy access. That don't mean you won't go walking in the dark, scary ass thing.
But
no,
the moo-moos weren't scary, and you knew what was
in there. Not like our homegirl feeds moo-moos. No, these moo-moos from segregation and pre-segregation.
They were so great. Oh man, so comfortable, so comfortable. Awful. They were so comfortable.
It looked like moonshine was made in this moo-moo.
Yes, history.
That's awful.
Whatever. Cooch still good. Anyways, you guys, tell us, are you a lady? Or if you're a dude, are you like, I need for my chick to be a lady? I feel like you don't get, when you're as ladylike as I think of, you don't get some of the hilarity that comes out of me that people enjoy. So I'm not going to change much because... You
know, Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah.
Yeah, screw with the blocks.
you don't get the hilarity, and that part of me is more Marquita. Important.
She's a step below a queen.
Oh, my God. She might be further. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Marquita is very much so. I'm going to tell you,
Marquita
ladies,
even walks like...
Dainty. Dainty, okay? Like,
and got more curves than Formula One, but she dainty as hell.
I do think, okay, we'll close out with this. I do think lady likeness really typically only comes out from a person that has been raised by their dad in a way, like you said. I said it last week.
Ain't no lady like by my sister.
Yeah. I'm not saying it always comes out.
It's like, y'all, my sister like a MMA fighter.
Shut up.
Dude.
But like the need for a man to be a gentleman, to be a full-blown gentleman, and your response to be this like delicate. Yeah. I think it you have to have that type of father-daughter relationship. And I'm sure there are outliers to that. So the young lady, the content creator who caused the video to go viral because her homeboys weren't open the door, she quite literally posted a couple of days ago.
Oh, yes.
Her parents just had their 40th or something anniversary. And I said, I knew it. Like, that's the only way you start to have that type of perception of people you're not romantically involved with.
Yeah, right, right. And again, like, that's the thing, like, me being a gentleman, I never looked at it. I never, like, you did the whole, what did you just call it? The lady, like, the gesture of.
Oh, prim and proper.
Yeah, prim and proper. That to me, that those two never correlated with me being a gentleman.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of gentlemanly things that you don't do, so I can believe that. There are gentlemanly things that you do do, and they are embedded in you, but there are certain things that you like, you be all right, girl.
That's with you.
No, that's with anybody. You listen, ain't nothing you doing for nothing.
Exactly.
I was about to say, ain't nothing you doing for no ever chick that you ain't doing for me. I'm damn serious. Let me see.
Mama. Yeah.
She ain't no lady.
Yes, she is. Your mom ain't no lady.
My mom's a demure.
No, she ain't.
Delicate flower.
She is not.
She is. Marcus.
She's a petrified cactus.
She is a delicate flower. All right, thank you so much to our sponsors. Please, you guys, use our URLs and promo codes to give them a try. They are BetterHelp, Shopify, HelloFresh, and ZocDoc. Get them discounts. Let them know we sent you. What else is going on? You can get manshit at getmanshit. No, manshit.com. Excuse me. You can follow manshit that ain't got no content at getmanshit.com. But you can go to the website, get your stuff at manshit, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. Mama Likes will hopefully be putting out her stuff sometime soon. Yeah. Anything else, boo-boo?
Nah.
All right. We thank y'all so much for joining us. We'll be here next week. Bye.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.